from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of college football, because it kicks off Saturday and you'll be in Dublin, you can listen to FSU Georgia Tech on Touchdown Radio. Is FSU the cream of the crop in the ACC? I mean, ranking-wise, they are, but what about Clemson? What about Miami? Like, how do you rank them, you know, with your eyes and your thoughts?
So I think here is everybody's picking Miami, Clemson, Florida State to win the conference. Like, one of those three is definitely going to win. I think it's, you know, Clemson plays Georgia next week, so we'll kind of see how they're going to do against the best of the best in the country. FSU lost a ton of starters. I think they lost 8 starters, including the quarterback and a lot of weapons, but they went back to the transfer portal. They got DJ Uiagalelei, that used to play at Clemson, transferred to Oregon State. Now he's at Florida State. So we'll see. This is kind of the first iteration of a team that they got screwed last year in the playoff. And now, how do you reload in a time of NIL and transfer portal? And basically, we're going to see if Norvell has the guys that he got to transfer in to fill some of those big shoes are going to be able to play at the level of those guys last year. And I think Miami is, you know, we got Cam Ward, we got a stud receiver transferring in, we got, you know, Martinez in the backfield. You know, I think it's and we got Florida State at home, which is good for our schedule. So, you know, but Florida State has won last year. They were undefeated, and then Clemson's kind of been really the standard, but they've had a couple down years. But I think out of those three, for sure, one of those three is going to win the conference.
And Gino, bigger picture though, nationally, the all of them, Big Ten, SEC, and all that. Who's still the dog? Everybody thinks Georgia. You know, Michigan. Is it the same teams as last year? Or do you think somebody can go up there and compete with them?
I think it's the same teams as last year. I think Georgia is reloading. Beck came back, the starting quarterback. He's got to be the front runner for the Heisman. Michigan lost a ton of players. I don't think Michigan's going to be in the mix. Ohio State is upset that they've lost several consecutive years to Michigan, and apparently has spent probably Tua's getting paid this season on their team this year. So they have a very well compensated club. And we'll see. I think that the whole conference realignment thing, I mean, USC and UCLA, Oregon, and Washington going into the Big Ten, you know, it's almost like every year when you talk about the SEC and it's like, all right, who's going to win? It's like, who's going to survive? And I think that's what's going to happen with the Big Ten and the SEC. It's who's going to survive that conference and have a good enough record to get in the top 12 playoff. at the end of the year. Might we have somebody that's, you know, 8-12 that gets in the national championship game? That could happen, kind of similar than the Packers when they were 8-8 and won the Super Bowl with Rodgers years back.
Miami and Florida is what, I think 11 days away. And we had you on and we marveled at how excited you were about UM, because normally you're let me see it before I get excited. But Crowder Nine, I know you've talked about this, but I just want to re-ask you this question, because Crowder, we talked about this last week. He doesn't necessarily believe that any of what Cam Ward did at Washington State is an indicator of what he can or will do at Miami and in the ACC. So do you agree with any of that, or can you look at what he did and say, no, Miami has one here?
Well, I've gone back to tape at Incarnate World at Texas when he came out of high school, and Channing needs to go watch that film. No, I'm kidding. I've seen the guy with my own eyes. Listen, I'm usually guarded, and I'm still guarded with expectations going into a season. But when I see a guy that, physical talent, and Channing's played enough where it's like, you see a guy under center and you're just like, damn, that dude's different. And Cam Ward is different. He can flat out spin it. He has been on those guys. He has been a leader. But quarterbacks rely on 10 other guys around them to be good. Everybody else has got to do their job for you to do yours well and to be great at it. So I just think that he's got it, and I think that he's got a ton of experience. And I think it's gonna be fun to watch. I think he's gonna be spread wide open, and he can listen physically. You get in the NFL and it's like out of the 100 quarterbacks, everybody throws the ball the same. There's maybe 5 or 6 guys where dudes are like, whoa, that dude can flat out throw. This kid can flat out throw. Is what I do know.
Miami will take it to UF. Miami takes it to him on the 3rd.
I don't like that evaluation.
Hawk, I want to know if you've tried the Hugo Spritz, since this is the summer of the Spritz.
Let's bet on that. UM-UF game. Let's bet an Aperol Spritz on this. You've heard of this Aperol Spritz?
Aperol is bitter. It's bitter. I didn't like it. After going to Italy, I was like, listen, I tried them, and I was turned on to the Hugo Spritz, which was a lot better in my eyes. Now, we have the Toretta homemade limoncello, and we can make a Toretta homemade limoncello spritz.
I'm a big fan of limoncello.
A bottle of that on that. Those are a little bit stronger. The Ugo liquor and the Aperol, the Saint Germain and the Aperol aren't very strong, but Toretta's homemade limoncello is a little bit stronger in the vodka content.
do you say the word spritz with pride at restaurants?
Yeah, it's a hot drink.
No, I just ask for an Ugo, and then they look at me crazy, and then I tell them what's in it, and they're like, oh, okay. So I don't really go with the spritz. I'm just, listen, the first person to introduce me to the spritz is my daughter, and the second one that I saw posting about it is Hawkman. So, I put them in the same category, I guess.
Two amazing women.
The hot new drink, the Aperol Spritz. Everyone's talking about it. You're gonna drink a pint in Dublin?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Guinness. The beer over there is very good. Maybe an Irish whiskey or two.
But will you drink Guinness room temperature and I mean, I don't understand how people find that enjoyable.
I would say this: after spending time in Germany, we were there for what, 2 months. The beer there that I loved, and it's probably the best beer I've ever had. It was called Schlosser Alt, and it was like a amber, kind of a brown, not quite Guinness. It was cool. It wasn't cold, but it was damn good. And the Guinness, from what I understand, fresh in Ireland, tastes totally different than the Guinness we get here. So
let's be honest, though. The best beer ever was at the tavern in those plastic little cups. It was no brand. It was just called beer. And half of it was foam. That was the best ever.
No, the best beer ever is free beer.
That's what you were getting at the tavern. And the guy was carrying his Heisman around. I was paying for his beers.
Every beer Hawk got was $14. You wonder why.
Yeah, Gina was like, this is great here at the tavern. All the girls want to talk to you. The beer's free.
I was jumping over the bar filling up the pitchers.
I'm like, what is this place you talk about, the tavern? Because I've been there. Nothing's free. No one wants to talk to me.
It's crowded. I smell like an ashtray when I get home and I get a shower.
In the meantime, Gino's leaving with six women and a Heisman trophy, and he's got a car service outside waiting for him. He's like, I don't understand. What are you complaining about, Hawk?
Like, come on. Car service? I lived in the Grove. I didn't need a car.
Yeah, I'm trying to get from the Grove to Pearson Hall. There's no such thing as Uber. All my friends have left me. All right, see you, Gino. Safe travels to Ireland.
See you guys. Appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.